learning programming by writing cute little programs. Programming is an adventure. Very often you make your way downwards, as if to search for a starting point to your new invention. And once you have nowhere else to go, you begin building your way up. This is adventurer stuff, or at the very least, a great text adventure game. There are very few things that one needs to know. Programming is all about functions calling other functions, and if you have a list, you loop over it, and when you have a question, you just use the if-else statement. Programming is so easy that the languages are not the problem. It is knowing where to go next, what the limits are, where the good decisions sit. But guess what? All the good places in your adventures have huge cities built all around them. Or application ecosystems. The long-term popular things are good pointers to where to go. For example, relational databases, which is just grids of data, like spreadsheets. But here, the spreadsheets share fields, like user ID from user's table will pop up in the songs table, where you can relate users to their songs. And the ID is just a number. Start all of your inventions by making tables of your data and figure out how to relate them by some common field. On top of that goes authentication. Cookies are pretty neat, very classy, but JSON web tokens are nice too. These things sit in your user's browser, reminding your HTTP server who the user is. Your HTTP server pulls data from your relational tables, so it needs to know the user ID. HTTP servers are super simple, so simple that it is easier to just make custom ones. Piece them together out of community-provided plugins. Personally, I use Koa, but that is just because I'm waiting for the new version of Express.js. When a browser connects to your server, it sends a request, and that will come up in the arguments to your HTTP server functions. That is how your sign up or sign in function will receive the user and password argument. Seriously, this is really simple. The browser sends a request to your HTTP server, and you make a response, send a cookie, or your JSON web token, or print out some HTML. And API, this thing that everyone's always chattering about, all that is an unfinished application. Basically, an application without the user interface. It is just a list of functions that your HTTP server can execute. Here, the first functions you need to write is sign up and then sign in, which, if username and password is correct, gives your browser a cookie or a token to hang on to. Then you create API functions that require a valid user. Update user profile, make playlist, add song to playlist. All of these need to know who the user is so that these functions execute under the correct account. A lot of people use curl here. It is a command line utility, usually ran on the black terminal screens that they show in hacker movies. Curl makes HTTP requests to HTTP servers, and then just prints out their replies. So you can test everything out long before you have a user interface. A lot of people will laugh at using curl and maybe whip out some massive over-engineered mistake as proof. But curl-A cannot be beat, because it is the simplest possible way to communicate with an HTTP server. The UI technologies that go on top of your API to make it a complete application are still evolving. Bootstrap, the CSS framework, and Svelte, the programming system, are on top right now, but this will change soon. There are other technologies that seem more popular, maybe, but that is because programmers get stuck with them and keep using them. User interface is not a solved problem, and sticking to older frameworks only makes it worse. In the world of user interface development, you will find great comfort in WebSockets. The NPM WS library could not be simpler. And you only install it on the server. Your browser is ready to communicate with it as is. Basically, WebSockets make a persistent two-way connection between the server and the browser, and can keep pumping updates from your database to the UI as they happen. The server will send stuff into your browser without you asking for it to update something. Pretty gosh darn cool in complex user interface applications. Though HTTP is more efficient, but WebSockets just make application programming easier. The way to get a hang of all this is to write hundreds of cute little programs that explore whatever calls to you. This is a big deal. This is about creating tools that help your understanding, that help you visualize what's happening in the background. Being confused about relational databases, for example, means that you have to write a little program that helps you explore and visualize them. Maybe more than one. And same goes for HTTP servers. Just make an HTTP server in Node's Koa and make a page that lists everything, shows your route, shows the request and response HTTP headers, shows your cookies, just everything. The same thing applies to the user interface. If you don't know where to start learning Svelte, just make a login page that will help you study web tokens or cookies and HTTP or WebSockets and all other technologies. Yeah, it would be just a very pretty login form that helps you learn about setting up the components, but then it just opens to a blank page that you can work on later. That is one thing that is strange about computers and the world of programming. They seem to want to help you learn how to program them.